All right, summer vacation once again, and here we are. I just finished recording this week a lovely podcast show with the lovely girls of the Arts Roundtable. We always have real good discussions, and this week our discussion was all about standardized testing in the arts. And I kind of felt like after listening to the show, that's right, I listened to it this time. Normally I don't listen to our shows because I was there when we recorded them. But this time I listened to it just to kind of, you know, think through my thoughts again. And I think I need to just say out loud some things to organize my thoughts for myself. So here we go. First of all, after I listened to the show, I realized that some of my comments came off sounding like I don't test my kids, or that I think testing is a waste of time, or that it takes too much time. And that is not the case. I have struggled with it because it is something, I mean, every teacher, I'm sure, would just rather teach and not try and assess, because you can kind of watch where the kids are, and it takes time away from class when you have to sit down with each individual student or watch videos of each individual student. If you do something with each individual student and you have 500 students that you teach every, you know, week, those minutes add up quickly. So it is something that I've struggled with, doing individual testing with my kids. That's authentic. That means that it has to be some kind of a performance test, because that's what we do in class, is we make music. So the test needs to be, make this music for me, not write down how we made the music or what you know about making the music. The test needs to be, make the music for me. And so that takes time. And I have found ways in my career to make that work in my classroom. I tried doing video for a while. It is very cumbersome, and with the grade level I teach, it can be hard to teach them how to get the video done correctly, and I don't really have a spot in my room where the kids can make a video on their own that's quiet. So that is something I have not done a lot of. What I end up doing is I usually end up doing small performance tests throughout the quarter, where when we're getting near the end of a unit of study or a concept being introduced, and I feel like they have had enough times to learn it that they should be able to demonstrate the concept for me, then I pull them over to my desk and we do small group testing, where I have three or four kids come up at a time and perform whatever it is we were doing in class. So if we were doing a rhythm with Peace Porridge Hot, then I have them perform the rhythm with Peace Porridge Hot. If we're doing a hand clapping activity, then I have the whole entire class do the hand clapping activity, you know, 9 or 10 times, and then I watch three or four groups of kids at a time so that I can get everybody done in a reasonable amount of time. My worry is that with standardized testing, we will be testing all of these concepts at once, which means that the test will logically have to be a longer time test. That's my concern. I mean, I see it at kindergarten. They test how well they know their letters and sounds and how well they can count every quarter with every kid, and it takes a lot of time. And it takes so much time that they actually have aides that come in, or parents that come in and help them to test. Now, you can do that with kindergarten because everybody knows their ABCs as an adult, hopefully. Everybody knows how to count as an adult, hopefully. You're not asking the parents or the aides to teach the concept. You're just asking to note whether or not they actually can produce the concept. Can they count to 50 or 100? Can they read these words? Can they tell you what these letters are? I can't do that as a music teacher. One, the state or the district is never going to give me aid time to give music tests. And even if they did, I would have to train those aides what to look for, because not everybody, sadly, knows what a quarter note is. Not everybody knows that when you say a rhythm and you say the right words, it is also important that it's correct in time. Those are my issues. I am concerned that if the state decides to make tests, that large portions of my class time will be spent testing instead of teaching. And since I only see them for, you know, twice a week, every week for 20 minutes, that is a prohibitive amount of time to be wasted on testing in my class. So that's my first issue. We'll come back with another podcast in a few days, maybe talk about my second issue. And I'll talk to you later.